T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wow. Stoney, right before we went to break, you broke the news, as is now all over Twitter. Tom Brady has taken to Twitter, and I'm guessing other social media platforms as well, to announce he is leaving the New England Patriots after a 20-year career where he's become the greatest quarterback in NFL history and one of the all-time best players in NFL history. The statement reads as follows. To all my teammates, coaches, executives, and staff, Coach Belichick, RKK, who's Robert Kraft, and the Kraft family and the entire organization, I want to say thank you for the past 20 years of my life and the daily commitment to winning and creating a winning culture built on great values. I am grateful for all that you have taught me. I have learned from everyone. You have allowed me to maximize my potential, and that's all a player can ever hope for. Everything we have accomplished brings me great joy, and the issues I have learned will carry on with me forever. I couldn't be the man I am today without the relationships you've allowed me to build with you. I have benefited from all you have given me. I cherished every opportunity I had to be part of the team, and I love you all for that. Our team has always set a great standard in pro sports, and I know it will continue to do just that. Although my football journey will take place elsewhere, I appreciate everything that we have achieved and am grateful for our incredible team accomplishments, team in all caps. I've been privileged to have had the opportunity to know each and every one of you and to the memories we've created together. Then he goes on to address the fans as well. Should I read that one too, Stoney?
Sure.
Okay. I wanted to say thank you to all the incredible fans and Patriot supporters. Massachusetts has been my home for 20 years. It has truly been the happiest 2 decades I could have envisioned in my life. And I have nothing but love and gratitude for my time in New England. The sport's been overwhelming. I wish every player could experience it. My children were born and raised here, and you always embraced this California kid as your own. I love your commitment. I'm not talking about myself, by the way. This is Brady. I love your commitment and loyalty to your teams, and winning for our city means more than you will ever know. I can't thank you enough for the support of our team, the packed training camps and sold-out stadiums, and mostly the victory parades. I've been so blessed to share them all with you. I tried to represent us always in the best and most honorable way, and I fought hard with my teammates to help bring victory and triumph even in the most dire situations. You opened your heart to me, and I opened my heart to you, and Pats Nation will always be a part of me. I don't know what my football future holds, but it is time for me to open up a new stage for my life and career. I thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I will always love you and what we have shared, a lifetime full of fun and memories. So, the key sentence there to me in the entire passage, Stoney, is, I don't know what my football future holds, which says to me that the Patriots said to Brady, bye-bye.
Yeah, I agree. They didn't want to pay the freight or even pay anything. They thought maybe it was time for them to turn a new page. His last pass as a New England Patriot was an interception return.
I am surprised. I am very surprised.
Yes, so am I. I mean, come on. You took the Patriots with the first pick of the Brady draft we did.
Well, we did a Brady draft a few weeks ago. But not only that, I am surprised that I just always figured the way it was going to play out was that Bob Kraft would walk in to a meeting between Brady and Belichick or something along those lines, or a conference call or whatever, and say, guys, it's Tom Brady, okay? He's royalty. He's sticking around. Now, as people are quick to point out, Joe Montana, Willie Mays, Joe Namath, Peyton Manning, go down to Gordie Howe, go down the list, all played eventually for other teams. I mean, Guys change jerseys. It happens. The very best of the very best have played for different teams. So I get that it happens, but I figured this one was going to stay the way it is. Now, the question obviously becomes, why would the Patriots do this? And then number two, where's he going?
Right. Well, you've heard possibly, you know, San Francisco and Tennessee supposedly are out. So It looks like Tampa Bay, maybe Miami.
Tampa Bay, really?
Yeah, Bruce Arians, they're probably the favorite right now.
God, I haven't heard Tampa Bay at all.
Maybe even the Colts and the Chargers, obviously.
Uh-huh. The Chargers, I think, I think the Chargers would be the leader right now. The Raiders signed Mariota yesterday.
Correct.
I don't know if that would have any impact because I think John Gruden would love to get rid of Derek Carr, so maybe it would end up being the Raiders. But we're going to learn more about this as the days go along, and the Patriots are very good at keeping internal business internal, so This is just mere speculation on our point. But it is pretty well known and well reported that it was hard for Belichick to let go of Garoppolo. They only got a second-round pick for him, and now he looks like a legit starting quarterback in the NFL. And so after having to make that sacrifice and others, maybe Belichick finally went to Kraft and said, look, it's been a great run, but come on. We need to start turning the page and look into the next quarterback.
And right now, it's Jared Stidham. I mean, I don't think the Patriots are going to go sign Philip Rivers, do you? Or Jameis?
No, unless
Jameis Winston?
Unless Belichick's obsessed with one of the quarterbacks in the draft and is going to start getting really aggressive in the trade market to try to move up the draft.
I think he has some people he know who has a third pick.
He does. Now, does he have the capital to trade up that far? I mean, that would be, I don't know the Pats draft situation, but I would have to think those would be future number ones to move up that high in the draft. But maybe he's got his eyes on, you know, who, Jordan Love or Josh Herbert or Justin Herbert or somebody like that.
Or Jacob Eason, you never know. By the way, our Brady draft, Jamie, you had New England and Jacksonville. Paul Sarah had the Titans and the Bears. Greg Hargrave, Chargers and Panthers. I had the Raiders and the Bucks, and Gov had the Colts and the Cowboys.
Not going to be the Cowboys.
No, I don't think it's going to be the Cowboys.
Unless they unfranchise Dak.
Yeah.
Can you defranchise a player?
Yeah, remember it happened with the corner in Washington. What was his name? Josh Norman.
Norman. Yeah.
Yeah, the Carolina took it off him. There's a deadline in like July at some point.
Yes.
Who knows? And who knows how the CBA is affecting all that?
I know.
And everything. Hey, so hypothetical trade. Stephon Gilmore, the Pats first and second rounders this year, a first next year for the Lions third.
Done.
Yes.
We'll give him Slay, too.
In a second.
248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. It's interesting because a lot of people felt that the Brady domino had to fall before the free agent market would really get cooking. Well, at least the quarterback free agent market would really get cooking. The Brady domino has fallen, sort of?
It's slipped.
It's tilting.
Yes.
But we don't know where it's heading, and so that remains to be seen. Somebody did point out on Twitter, by the way, Stoney, Tom Brady, not the greatest headline writer of all time, because the headline of the statement reads, "Forever a Patriot." And then he announces, he's leaving the Patriots.
Well, he will sign that one-day contract when he retires, Patriot, because, you know, that's the way life is.
Should the Pats retire number 12, 248-539-9797?
To me, look, if he wants to win now, the Chargers are closer to winning than Tampa or any of the other teams that I think we're talking about. I mean, they have a really good wide receiver in Keenan Allen. Hunter Henry's a good tight end. Mike Williams is not a bad, you know, wide receiver. Austin Eckler. They improved their offensive line with the Trey Turner trade where they got rid of Russell Okung, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they also have the sixth pick in the draft. Now, this affects the line. If he signs with the Chargers, that hurts the Lions because the Chargers would be out of the, you would think, the Tua chase.
Yep.
I don't think
so. What if the Lions traded Stafford to the Chargers, brought in Brady under the, the Fords win now ultimatum, allegedly, and that way they could take that draft pick and draft Okuda or Brown, the best player available, as opposed to worrying about Tua. What do you think about that, Stoney?
Yeah, that'll happen, sure.
Let me make the case for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, guys, because they played some pretty good football down the stretch the second half of last season. Their defense is improving. They have a decent to good offense that actually looked good under Jameis Winston, who made just as many touchdown passes as interceptions last year, especially over the second half of the season. I'm not completely unconvinced that if you bring Brady to Tampa Bay, they don't turn it around and suddenly become the team to beat in the NFC South.
They got Mike Evans, Godwin Wright is on that team. Yep. Brett Perriman's son had a really good season.
Perriman.
Yeah. O.J. Howard's a tight end, correct?
Yep. Yes.
So and
Bruce Arians is their coach, who's an offensive genius.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I think that could happen.
Yeah, I could make the case for the Buccaneers easily.
And they play the Lions next year.
Yes, they do.
Where, here?
Don't know.
I don't remember. But.
I think there's a chance the Bears are in on this because they were, you know, inquiring about Foles and Dalton yesterday in trades. I'm sorry, this may sound too simple. Why would I give up something for Dalton and Foles when I can sign Brady?
True. I agree. The question is where he wants to go. Ticket text 97136. Chargers or Bucks? Brady's last two options. Patriots are going to draft a quarterback now, even might trade up for one. Yes, exactly. That's what we hope for. I hope Patricia and Quinn do not bring him here. Trade Stafford and draft Tua. Retirement is still on the table, but I think he goes to the Chargers.
I don't think he's going to retire.
Neither do
I.
Really I think he wants to prove something.
Well, yeah, and I think especially the way this is coming out. This is not the Patriots making the announcement. This is Brady getting ahead of the story. And in a way, it's almost a reminder of when Ernie Harwell called the press conference to announce he'd been fired by the Detroit Tigers before the Detroit Tigers had anything to say about it. To me, and unless I'm reading this completely wrong, Stoney, this is Brady saying, I don't know where I'm going, but it ain't New England. And if that means New England gave him a shoddy offer or if that means New England just said no, it really surprises me. And I think it speaks to the declining, disintegrating relationship between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, which had been reported these last few years. And I remember watching that NFL special with the top 100 players where Brady sat there at the desk with Collinsworth and Belichick and Rich Eisen. And they didn't seem, I don't know. I mean, for all the success those two guys have had together, and I think there's a healthy respect, it still seemed very distant. And that was before this season where Brady did not have a great year and I think rightfully could point to Belichick and go, where's the talent around me, man? Because they did not do a good job of putting talent around him this year at all.
No, they didn't. But you thought that because of the early moves that the Patriots made where they franchised their best offensive lineman, that maybe they were sending and they brought back the McCourty brothers that, you know, they were going to re-sign Brady and go for it one more time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm surprised.
It also says to me that Belichick has no thoughts of retirement anytime soon, that he is the coach. He is a coach and that's what he's always done. And that's what he'll continue to do because it's almost, and again, we're reading between the lines here because we don't know the details. They're kind of developing as we go along, but to me, it says Belichick is saying, I'm going to be here a while. I want my next quarterback to give me a chance to win a Super Bowl in a few years. Because barring some sort of a blockbuster acquisition by the Pats, they are not a Super Bowl contender for
Correct.
The foreseeable future, particularly with the way Buffalo played last year in that division. And the feeling that both the Jets and the Dolphins are a little bit further ahead than I think people may have given them credit for a year ago.
No doubt. Well, maybe the Patriots are going to tank for Trevor.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know.
Tank for Trevor, lose for Lawrence, whichever way you want to say it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It just doesn't seem to be part of Belichick's DNA, though, to do that.
All right, let's make the call right now. Let's go around the room. We'll start with Stoney. Where will Tom Brady play his football next year?
I'm going to say the Chargers.
Okay, Gov?
Well, I'm kind of trying to think how this Rivers thing is going to factor into this, too.
Like where he's going to go?
Yeah, because there's multiple dominoes here. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to trust my gut here. The Chicago Bears. Yesterday they were trying to look for a quarterback in a trade, and then maybe they called Brady in the last 12 hours. I'm just going to throw it out there. Chicago Bears. We're going to see him twice against the Lions. Great.
Brady, Rodgers, and Cousins. I'm going to say the Chargers as well, Stoney. I think they are going to make a major league push to get him there for a variety of reasons,
yes.
Not the least of which is the fact that nobody in Los Angeles seems to care about that football team. And I think at least in the short term, they would start caring an awful lot, especially if Brady goes there, performs the way we think he's still capable of at the age of 43. And, you know, for the reasons you mentioned, some of the skill players that are around him.
Especially, you know, Keenan Allen, because Brady, his deep balls, I don't think are as good as they used to be. And Keenan Allen's such a, you know, a guy where you don't throw deep to him that much. It's more of a mid-range guy and, you know, a yak guy.
Yeah.
It really fits.
I think even though Brady has made more money and his wife has made more money than most people would ever in a million years need, there will be a large payday for him. He will be immediately again one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league. And there's the challenge there. And I don't know. I'm not, you know, which I was watching a Get Up earlier and Orlovsky was on there saying that maybe the AFC is a better conference for him to play in right now to stay in the AFC because he knows the AFC than trying to wade into the NFC. I don't know. But then again, you're talking about Patrick Mahomes. You're talking about Deshaun Watson without DeAndre Hopkins. So there's a lot of other things at play as well.
Yeah, guys, and Lamar Jackson, too.
After yesterday, don't we have to include the Texans as a candidate?
Yeah. You're right. You have no idea what Bill O'Brien's doing. Now, Mark and Royal Oak on the Ticket Text has an interesting one. Love the show. How about the Bills for Brady? They have a very good defense, and they just acquired Diggs. I don't believe Josh Allen has it right now to lead them, plus a chance to stick it to the Pats twice a year. That would be intriguing. I just don't see him in Buffalo.
Well, you know, let me say this.
Any team that has a quarterback on a rookie deal is potentially in play.
Yes, exactly. That's why Josh Allen thing.
That's why it would work.
Yeah.
It would work, definitely. It makes a lot of sense given how good that defense is and how good some of the young offensive players are. But that would be, talk about going to playing for, Russia in the Miracle on Ice game. I mean, you are going against Belichick twice a year. You do have the chance to stick it to him. You also have the chance to get your ass kicked twice a year,
true,
too. And, you know, the Belichick-Brady debate, which would be over rather quickly. And I don't know. I can't see him doing that to the Crafts. I can't see him doing that to the Patriot fan base. I think there would be a huge kind of a Judas factor there because the Bills are currently the best team in the AFC East other than the Pats have been right now based on the fact they went to the playoffs two of the last, 3 years. So I don't know. I would have a hard time seeing that. I don't think it's with his character.
Let's go to Phil. You're on 97 on the Ticket. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
So why are the Chargers going to take Brady when they just got rid of, they're done with Phillip Rivers, who, I mean, and I could be wrong, but the last time I looked at his numbers, other than his interceptions were way up, his numbers were pretty sweet. I mean, he's still a gunslinger. He's still a great quarterback. And I feel like that's like, he's old, right? He's still great. But one tackle, one little ding, and he's on the sideline. I just don't feel like, I mean, and it's funny because I haven't been watching a ton, but just looking at it even early in the season, what is it that trade-off there?
Well, the reason is, look, Brady did not have a great year last year, and he didn't have a lot of weapons. He's got many more weapons with the Chargers. The other thing that we just mentioned, Phil, is you have a team, the Los Angeles Chargers, that really nobody cares about in Los Angeles. They're going into a new stadium with the Rams, their tenants. If you sign Tom Brady, I mean, you're talking season tickets, you're talking a lot of things. I mean, it's a marketing situation as well. They do have a pretty good defense. They got Joey Bosa, Anthony Lynn. Most people think he's a pretty good coach. I mean, I don't know. I think it does fit. It gives Brady a chance to win, and it gives the Chargers a chance to. And while the Rams aren't even, they're overshadowed by the Rams, but you understand what I'm saying? It gets them to be a player in L.A.
And the other thing, too, Stoney, is that what the caller said about him, one ding and he's on the sideline, all evidence to the contrary. Both he and Rivers, both are incredibly durable quarterbacks. Brady will tell you it's because of all the stretching and yoga and fitness and Alex Guerrero over the years and all the water he drinks, TB12. But it works. So he's for his age, I understand how the thought would be one hit and he's done, but he hasn't been. He's been unbelievably durable.
And I think the Brady-Belichick debate, which will happen, is going to be very unfair, especially if Brady doesn't do well, because I think it's going to be more of an age thing, not that he's away from Belichick.
Right, but it's also Belichick could be starting Jarrett Stidham as well. So
true.
In a way, that's almost unfair to him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.